NCAA looking into rules violations at West Virginia during the Rich Rod era. Mark Slabaugh joining us, ESPN.com's college football writer. Mark, give me a sense of what the NCAA is looking for.
Doug, I'm kind of guessing here, but I think what the NCAA is trying to do is prove that the violations that occurred at Michigan, the excessive number of hours players spent on football-related activities, having too many coaches and assistants on the field that actually coach on the players, I think the NCAA is trying to show that this wasn't a one-time deal, that this was a system that was put in place that started at West Virginia.
So it's pretty easy to get people at West Virginia to say something bad about Rich Rod, isn't it?
He's not the most popular favorite son anymore, no question about it. It's going to be interesting to see how West Virginia reacts to this. The school officials told me yesterday they're fully cooperating with the NCAA, but, you know, you don't want the NCAA looking into your books. And at the same time, I don't think West Virginia people will go out of their way to protect Rich Rodriguez.
Let's say there's a pattern. Could he lose his job before the season?
I think there's a possibility. The athletic director of Michigan came out last night and said nothing changes. The stance he took earlier this spring, that he was behind Rich Rodriguez, and Rich Rodriguez would be Michigan's coach in 2010. I think we all know he's heading into this coming season on the hot seat. He needs to win. He needs to start winning some games to prove to Michigan people that this headache is worth it. But if he is found blatantly as broken NCAA rules, Michigan, under legal grounds of his contract, would have reason, calling to fire him.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're practicing too many hours, too many coaches in the field. I mean, are we really? Really? This is the stupidest dog and pony show, not you, Mark, but by the NCAA, ever. Go after the real criminals in college sports. Sorry, Mark, just said it.
He's not alone in the too many coaches on the field, I can promise you that. It is a nationwide epidemic.
Mark Slabaugh, ESPN.com's own. Mark, thanks so much.
Thanks, Doug.